back to another episode of Small Pods, and today we are discussing Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. And with me today, as usual, is
Lily
and
Age.
Just Age?
Age.
Just Age. Yeah. All right.
Lily and just Age.
So we're going to start her off and kick it in and talk about Episode 1. And how did we go with Episode 1? What was your initial thoughts of the show?
Go. Dumb. Just kidding. It was good. It was really good.
It was one of my top favourites.
Qui-Gon Jinn died. Qui-Gon Jinn.
You're not surprised.
All right, well, that happened at the end. Let's do the overall at the moment,
yeah.
Now, Adrian.
Yeah, spoiler alerts again. Remember, I'm going to say that in every episode. I hope I said that in every episode.
If she didn't, just imagine her saying it.
Yeah, just imagine. Anyways, so I liked... The other one I liked was The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire.
Yeah, The Empire Strikes Back. And I also liked this one. What was it called?
The Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace. I liked both of these a lot. I didn't like Return of the Jedi as much and the first one as much.
Okay.
But anyways, so, I just liked it because like The Empire Strikes Back, it reveals, like, heaps of backstory and it has, like, heaps of twists and things that you wouldn't expect to happen. And, yeah, just things like that.
Okay.
And it's very intriguing as well, because when things like that happen, it's very, like, it makes you want to, like, listen more and watch more and find out what's going to happen next straight away.
Okay. Adrian, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was really good.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it a lot better than the older ones? So we're going back to the prequels, but remember, these ones were made quite a few years after the originals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one was made in 1999, I believe. So the last one before that, Return of the Jedi, would have been made in 1983. So, yeah.
I wonder if what was I going to say?
I don't know. But let's hear from
I wonder if in the original, you know how Anakin owns R2-D2 and
C-3PO?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if in the original they did that, or they just did it in the new one, because then it would have more backstory with
the droids.
C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it might have been an afterthought. I don't think they would have planned that far ahead when they did the originals.
Yeah.
I don't think they were aware of how popular those droids would be. Adrian, you were saying...
It's just that the only bad thing was what you said, you said. Remember how when Anakin was, when he was younger, he was flying that ship with R2-D2.
Yes.
He got R2-D2. He made C-3PO. Why didn't the droids just tell him, hey, I knew your father?
Yeah, that's true. We don't know yet.
I don't think they thought about... I don't think the writers, they didn't really think... Lily, can I please talk? I was just talking. So, and I don't think they really thought that it was going to get that popular. And then when they were... Yeah, they didn't, like... They didn't... And then when it did get popular, they didn't, like... You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, yeah.
Like, so they didn't know that it was going to get too popular. So
yeah,
they
yeah. So, yeah, back then they didn't realise how big it would be. And yeah. No, I understand. And then when it did get that popular, they had to find some way to write those droids back into it, eh? So pretty mm-hmm. popular.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just talk about... We got some lot new characters that were in this one now. The only originals from... Yeah, as you said, the only ones from the originals would be the character of Obi-Wan. And the droids. So
and Qui-Gon Jinn and Darth Maul.
Darth Maul wasn't in the original. So these are all new characters we were introduced to. So let's just go with who your favourite character on this on Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Still like C-3PO.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Or I liked that guy who was always making bets because he's such an idiot.
Oh, Watto.
Yeah, he's pretty funny because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I do this bet.
Oh, sorry, we had Yoda in there too. I forgot about
Yoda. Yoda was very young then. And they made him not a puppet. I knew he wasn't a puppet because it just... Yeah, the movement, the way he moves and things. It just, yeah, it was not a puppet.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer the old style of puppetry over special effects?
Like puppetry, because special effects, like, you know,
sometimes it turns out weird.
Yeah.
Puppetry seems more real, and it just gives you that vibe, and it's pretty cool.
I have to agree. I think Yoda seemed more real when he was a puppet.
Yeah.
And when the actors were actually interacting with the puppet, rather than you can tell like, you know, that they're doing things from screen screen. Yeah, yeah.
Baby Yoda puppet, it's like, oh, look, it's so cute. But also, two things. First thing, I don't think C-3PO and R2-D2 knew that Anakin Skywalker was Darth Vader. I don't know why they might have not known. Because Darth Vader saw them before when they were there and he never said anything. Or maybe they're just refusing
but to... But he was trying to track down them.
And they're refusing
They were going to tell...
Can I just talk for a second?
They were refusing to admit the truth and they were refusing to accept it. Yeah, now you can
talk. So, remember how in the first one, Darth Vader was tracking them down?
Yeah, the droids.
He was tracking down the droids because he thought that they were going to reveal something.
They had the plans for the Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, So, they might have not... found out, or maybe Obi-Wan told them not to say anything. And also as well, I remember in the scene where Luke first meets C-3PO and R2-D2, C-3PO says he's been in heaps of like Empire Wars and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what's gonna happen in these originals. Maybe we're gonna see those wars happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a lot more to see still, that's for sure. So going back into the special effects versus the puppetry. So you were saying that you prefer a lot of the puppetry.
Yeah.
So when we're looking at now, okay, so we're getting really heavily into the into more modern day sci-fi, right? So these Star Wars prequels relied a lot more heavily on green screen special effects, where the originals was a lot more conventional. They used puppetry, they used models. When you compare watching episode one now to what the original ones, how they looked like, which ones do you prefer? Like, do you prefer the more modernized kind of style of special effects, or do you like the older?
Like, special effects like ships blowing up and stuff, that's okay, but like, if we were
characters,
like characters, we'd have some mythical characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's animated, like, you know those animated TV shows?
Yeah, yeah.
They have them do that.
No, I'm talking about, like, real life, so when actors need to interact.
Like with Sonic.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Sonic was made with CGI.
Yeah, so when characters like Sonic the Hedgehog and what we've seen on Star Wars, like when they have to create a fully CGI created character to interact with actors, like what do you prefer to see? Like, what do you prefer works better? I personally like the puppetries. I like the older style. There's more of an art kind of work to it.
So remember the new Dark Crystal that came out on Netflix?
Yes.
That had
exactly.
Puppets, and I thought that was amazing how they did that. Like, they had a few special effects with like the lighting and things, but yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. I still prefer that as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Age?
What about me?
What do you prefer?
I don't know, actually. See, they both have their advantages. Like, with CGI, you can do lots more, like... action.
There's endless possibilities.
Yeah, action.
Yeah.
And with puppets, you can just move them around, I guess. You can't really do anything.
It's kind of hard to make certain puppets.
Well, it is, it is. But it's like what you were saying before. Like, when you're looking at special effects where, you know, spaceships blowing up and all that sort of stuff, that's fine. But I'm kind of more talking with character related special effects. So, you like the Dark Crystal, what you mentioned. So, Dark Crystal, when they created that, there was a mixture between the puppets and the CGI. So, obviously, when they're doing particular movements from a distance, they use the CGI. But when they're doing a lot more close-up interaction, when you got actors involved as well, they use the puppets. So that's why I prefer when they had Yoda, for example, as well. When Yoda was interacting with a real live actor, you can tell the difference between when an actor is working with something that's there in front of them, and a puppet, a character who's being voiced by someone, and he can actually, you know, do his dialogue in front of them, versus the CGI. You can tell the difference with the actor. Like, if he's a very good actor, then yes. But, you know, sometimes you can tell when an actor is not used to working with just a little stick and saying, oh, we're going to replace that with a CGI character.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell the difference. That's all.
It's like, hi there. And then all of a sudden, one of the sticks goes, like, really high and the arm just falls off or something.
Yeah. So the story, okay, so we start off with the story. There's the taxation of trade routes, blah, blah, blah. Naboo's under siege by the Trade Federation. And you see, for the first time, you meet Darth Sidious, who obviously in the future is going to become Emperor Palpatine. Yeah. And that's funny,
that's
too.
That's
one thing that I do notice, too.
Emperor Palpatine, who's that?
So the Emperor.
Remember the Emperor that Darth Vader killed?
Darth Sidious becomes the...
Well, you got Darth Sidious, and you've got...
Isn't Darth Sidious the red one?
No, that's Darth Maul.
Oh.
His theme music is...
Yeah, every time you saw Darth Maul, you hear... Coral.
Yeah.
And you hear his theme. It's like, as soon as the doors open and you see him...
No, it went like... Play the music.
Why?
I love that music.
It's like, hi, my name's Darth Maul. Oh my gosh, where's all this music
I'll put the music on the final edit.
But it's so good. I know, but can you put it on now?
No.
It's really good.
We'll just listen to the editing. Ready?
And you got introduced to the double-edged lightsaber. He's a pretty fast. So hey, that's one thing that you did. Let's get back to. Let's continue with the story. Actually, getting sidetracked. So it started off the Jedi. You get Qui-Gon Jinn, and you see a young Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I thought he was Anakin.
Did you? At first you thought he was Anakin, did you?
Yeah,
you know what? I actually have to think that it would have been a good story having introducing Anakin as a teenager like they did with Luke in episode 1. I think having him as a little boy was a bit... It's a bit unbelievable.
This dude's going to become Darth Vader.
Well, not only that. Like, he's... At the end of it, he bloody flies a ship and destroys them just on pure luck. It's like, okay, we're getting strong with the Force, but come on, man, that's just... Seriously, like, we were led to believe that this kid is just, oh, damn, I pressed the button and now I'm flying the ship accidentally and, okay, now I can figure out how to fly a ship, and it's just a bit too OP, you know, like, it's just, you know, like, it's a bit unbelievable, an 8-year-old kid learns to fly a starship after living in the desert for all those years, being a slave, and then he accidentally crashes his ship inside the mothership that controls all the robots conveniently.
Listen to this. I've got the high ground, Anakin.
Yeah.
You underestimated my power.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Lily, shut up. You're spoiling it. You underestimated Anakin. I have the high ground.
So,
my power.
So conveniently,
I hate you.
crashes onto the mothership that controls the robots, accidentally presses another button, blows it up, and escapes, and then they win the battle.
Whoops, I pressed a blow up button.
Yeah. I mean, at least if he was a bit older, you might be a bit more, you know, like, believe it a bit more.
I am an 8-year-old kid. I'm so strong with the force. Oh my gosh, now I'm flying a plane. Yeah, I can fly a plane. This is
like, I accidentally just blew up a ship.
Oh my gosh, mothership. Oh my gosh, what the heck? What do all these buttons do? Oh my gosh, it's gonna explode in 10 seconds. Well, I better get out of here. Yeah, I know how to start the engine of a ship now. Okay, let's go. Bye-bye.
But he did say to Anakin, not Anakin, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn, I'm going to be like the greatest pilot of all time when I grow up.
Yeah, when he grows up.
Yeah, when he grew up, he's like, no, that's not going
to happen. It's like from one seat to the next, he was already grown up.
It's like, I'm going to be a Jedi.
So,
I'm evil now.
So, yeah, so we got introduced to Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon. They went to the planet.
It's
the planet's
not really
under siege.
Like,
they had to escape from the planet. And then they escaped from the planet. They get to Coruscant. And they get, then we get introduced to the Jedi, the Jedi
it's
Council.
Not as, I don't really think it's as good as.
But Yoda's right though.
Lily, can I talk? Well, it's not really as good as the other ones.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't you know that he's not like, you know that Anakin is just like that. Darth he's Vader. Just Darth Vader.
Yeah,
so you're like.
But this is the thing.
This Yoda is kind of boring.
Yeah, Yoda was right about. No, I think it was good.
Yoda was right.
About Anakin. You know how when Obi-Wan was with Yoda after all the events happened, and he's like, this boy needs to be trained. And he's like, I have a bad, the Force is telling me this is a bad feeling.
Yes.
I've got a bad feeling about this, even though it says that in every single episode.
Yes.
Movie.
Well, they are episodes,
yeah. Anyways. Yeah, and then Yoda was right. Yoda's always right. It's like the time when Luke was leaving Yoda's place and Yoda was like...
Yeah, he said the boy has no patience. And similar to Anakin. But yeah.
Luke was definitely taught way too old.
Yeah, true. Well, they had no choice. They had to train him. Somebody had to take down the Emperor. All right.
Why couldn't Yoda
Anyway, where were we?
They left.
We got introduced to the Jedi Council. Jedi Council said, "Oh, we shouldn't train him." But then Qui-Gon said, "You know what? I don't care. I'm going to train him anyway." They go back to Naboo, fight the war. Anakin conveniently blows up the mothership and disables all the robots. Darth Maul takes on Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
The only thing is,
Darth Maul kills Qui-Gon. And then Obi-Wan is left with Anakin and said, you know what, I'll train this kid because this was Qui-Gon's dying wish. And then that's it. And we get introduced to Senator Palpatine as well, who we all know will also become the Emperor. So he rises up to become the Chancellor in this one. So Senator Palpatine's kind of manipulating and pulling the strings a little bit to get him into power.
Because he's actually a good guy and a bad guy.
Well, I don't think he's a good guy.
No, but isn't it like in the Lego one? The Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, but he's you'll find out he's tricking everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fooling everyone. Anyway, all right. So, Age, what were you gonna say?
What was I gonna? Oh no, I forgot.
No, you forgot. Okay, sorry. I lost your train of thought. Sorry.
Wait, what was I talking about a moment ago?
Something I don't know.
Conveniently, no.
So we also got introduced to Padme Amidala.
Yeah.
She's the Queen of Naboo.
Yes, she is.
What were your thoughts on her?
She's young to be the Queen, but maybe her mother, died. Maybe she died.
Mm-hmm.
And, when she was young and then she became the Queen. I feel like she is a pretty wise Queen for her age. She's very smart with her decisions.
Yeah.
But also, there's a giant age.
Oh, yeah, I remember what I was going
to say. How old is she compared to Anakin?
She's about 14.
Yeah, and Anakin's 8, 9, 10.
The only bad thing is, we know that something's going to happen.
Six-year age gap. But it's okay when they're older. But imagine if she dated him when she was 14.
True.
Like, imagine, like, when they get into the future and they're like...
Because he said she was an angel, so I kind of think that...
Are you an angel, Helen? Wow, I'm flattered. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And then in the end, goes dating.
Yeah.
So we got. We're not even up to that part yet.
So.
No, imagine if they do though.
There was a bit of action in this one, but there was also a lot of politics and crap that was pretty boring. Actually, I have to say, when I watched it for the first time.
Politics.
But I got to say, the thing that stood out the most, just when you go to the Senate and they're all talking about the taxations and yada yada. And,
what taxations? Yeah,
that's what I mean. You didn't even.
But you like attention. Dad when.
Dad, I remember like what I was going to say. Lily, shut up. I forgot. No, wait, oh my god.
So, you like a dad, like in Star Trek, you know how they have those judge meetings?
Yeah, I like that, but this is Star Wars. It's kind of different. They were just talking about the same thing, it seemed like, over and over again. And, yeah, it was good. It's good. But anyway, I think they could have. I don't know. Story wise, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's not very good attention span for you guys as well.
No, it was.
I could tell you guys didn't like all that part in the cinema.
I like the parts where there was action.
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. The action in this one with a lot of the lightsaber fighting is a lot different to the older movies.
I forgot what I was gonna say and I'm gonna forget it again.
All right, go. Sorry.
It's like you can just talk the whole movie like. Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan are training. They go to this place. They fight Anakin. They do the pod racing.
They find Anakin.
Oh, yeah. They take him out of slavery. They do the pod racing. Anakin wins. You can do that. And then you just say, like, Darth Maul does a lightsaber fight. They get cornered. Anakin accidentally flies and destroys the mothership. They burn Qui-Gon's dead body. Then you're easy to just tell the person the whole movie. You don't have to add, like, any detail to it. In that, they just tried to make a tiny story into such a big one.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, exactly. Like, you could tell, you can kind of summarise it in just a few minutes, and then it just seemed like it was dragged out. So the best parts of it, I have to say, is just, like I was about to say, is the lightsaber fight.
Yeah.
It's very fast-paced and very more coordinated than you can tell from the older movies. Like, when Darth Maul's fighting against Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, like, you can see a big difference with the way that they were doing the lightsaber fights.
The way they were jumping as well.
Yeah. And you can find... And also, Jedi's had a lot more abilities than you realised, eh? Did you know that they had the speed for... The force speed stuff? Like, they can run really fast?
Before I watched... you know how Jedi's can hypnotise and say, like... You will let me buy this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that, like, even before.
It's called the Jedi mind trick.
Yeah. Obi-Wan did it in episode 4.
Yeah, you will let me buy that.
But you know what baffles me? Yeah. You know how in the beginning of the movie, when they were fighting those droids with the shields, and they were going, you know, and then they moved really fast. You could see them speed really fast. He said, oh, to stand off, let's go. And they... ran off, right? And you could see them. They were really fast when they ran. Do you remember at the end, at the fight scene with Qui-Gon and Darth Maul? And then they had that barrier when they were going down the corridor, and it kept on using a force field, and Obi-Wan couldn't get through. And Obi-Wan was running as fast as he could to get to Qui-Gon. Why didn't he use a force speed to go through those barriers faster?
That's actually so true.
Yeah, I don't get that. That was a bit of a plot hole. It's like, if they can run really fast using the force... They can jump really high and do all this sort of stuff. Why did take him? Why didn't he use that to go through the barriers?
Maybe Qui-Gon didn't think of that. Maybe he thought.
No, not Qui-Gon. Obi-Wan.
Maybe Obi-Wan didn't think of that. It's just like, I need to see my master. I don't care what I mean.
That's pretty careless.
Yeah.
Well, I think he should have thought of that, because if he did use that, he would have saved his master faster. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think of Darth Maul?
What type of species is he?
Oh, no, I don't know about that one. I'll have to Google it.
Because he's...
I know there is a name for it. I can't remember what it is.
He's the only...
redhead.
Ask Google.
Okay. Okay, Google. What species is Darth Maul?
Darth
Hurry up, Google.
I don't think it hurt you.
Google's just like...
We're thinking about it going, what the hell is this kid asking me?
I think it's like, it's like...
It's like, hang on, let me Google that. Oh, wait, I'm Google. Hey, Google. What species is Darth Maul?
It came from Adrian's room.
Oh, serious?
Wait, I'm going to go into Adrian's room and see what's...
Something went wrong. Try again. Google's having a heart attack.
Hey, Google. Is Dathomirian...
Dathomirian?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I haven't seen any other Dathomirians ever in the series, in the franchise.
Yeah, you have to watch the TV show. There's Clone Wars. You see them. You see more of them.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, Lily. So
okay, dumb. So... any other... What do you think of the ships? There's no Millennium Falcon in this one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I got so used to, like, the Millennium Falcon. When Anakin was escaping, I thought he was escaping in the Millennium Falcon. And I Falcon. Saw... No, it's Falcon. Is it
Falcon?
Either way. You pronounce either way. Tomatoes, see? Tomatoes.
Either way. So I thought he was going to escape in the Millennium Falcon. And he didn't. He escaped in a random ship, and I'm like, what the heck is this? This is not the Millennium Falcon. And I was so confused.
And we learned Anakin built C-3PO, Adrian.
Yeah, and C-3PO Adrian. Was naked.
Anakin built C-3PO.
And C-3PO yeah, was naked. He didn't have any, like, covering.
What, Dad? Why are you looking at me like that?
Huh?
Why are you looking at me like...
Because she said that 3PO was naked. Oh. Usually you'd have something to say. You like, he just didn't say anything. I'm just surprised. Usually he'd be the first to say,
oh, my God,
naked. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he didn't have any bum.
No, and we hope.
He didn't have any bum.
Let's talk about Jar Jar Binks. Who liked Jar Jar Binks?
Not me.
You're what? An idiot.
Why?
Because he was.
And I'm also used to him not being, like, in CGI. Because in that scene with Leia and Jar Jar Binks...
Leia,
yeah, in the old one. In the episode, in the Return of the Jedi.
He wasn't in the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, he was.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, not Jar Jar Binks, I mean Jabba the Hutt. I thought you were talking about Jabba the Hutt. Okay.
Stupid.
I think he's annoying, to be honest. He goes, Miss, I'm gonna hurt you. And he's kind of like age, how he always gets curious all the time. He's like, oh, what's this frog? Remember they were walking in the town square? Yeah.
How does he talk?
He goes like,
Miss, Jar Jar Binks.
Miss, Jar Jar Binks.
Miss, Jar Jar Binks. Miss,
an idiot.
Miss, kill you.
Yeah.
Miss, get hurt by this guy because Miss... take something and throw it. Remember he took that
Misa frog. Misa.
Remember he took that frog from that vine,
yeah.
Put it in his mouth and was like, ooh, and then he threw it away and then it went into that guy Schnittle.
Misa
say bums and bums and bums.
Wow, Adrian. Yeah. The way he talks, it's kinda like Chewie, you know. Chewie's like a great, lovable character, but he goes like, oh!
Yeah, it always sounds like he's complaining, you said.
He's complaining of the dad. And that's like Jar Jar Binks. Like, his Jar Jar Binks is really
cool. Chewie, hit the hyperdrive.
Yeah.
Still going, not again.
Like,
hit the hyperdrive again.
I don't wanna.
I'm so hairy, it's hot in here.
And then, yeah, it's like Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks is really funny and he looks like a...
Chewie, hit the bummy drive.
And
do you look forward to seeing Jar Jar Binks again?
No.
I look forward. Because he's pretty... He's like the idiot of the pack.
Yeah.
He's like Kingsley.
Oh, poor Kingsley.
Oh, poor Kingsley.
Poor Kingsley, an idiot. He brings the ball back to you when you throw it.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty smart. I'd like to see Jar Jar do that. You throw the ball at Jar Jar. You think he's going to run after it and bring it back to you? You're probably like, Misa, don't do this.
Misa. Yeah, no, but you know how Kinsey, like, he does cute things and he's always, like, very clumsy. What? And he pees the wrong way.
He pees like a girl.
Oh, yeah, well, he doesn't lift up his leg when he pees, yeah.
Yeah, like...
He doesn't know he's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
He hasn't quite figured that one out yet after 5 years.
Yeah, Judger doesn't know, like...
To lift up his leg when he pees.
No, Judger doesn't know... Judger doesn't know any much either. Ups.
You right? Burp it out, Bob. Burp it out. That's the way.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to like. He doesn't know.
Guys, I know how to get rid of hiccups. You have to drink water backwards.
No, you have to hold your breath.
How do you drink water backwards? What, do you put it back in the glass?
No, like this.
So you got water
this.
In your mouth
no,
and you spit
like
it out.
This, like this.
So you have to get...
Oh, here we go. You're getting a glass of water.
No, I'm not going to, but you have to do it over a bucket or brush. This actually works. So you have to drink it like this. And it goes into your mouth. I did it once and it
actually... Okay, hang on. Come back over here. So you're putting, you're bending down with the cup,
down
and you've got a cup full of water.
I just drink water normally.
And then you drink it like that.
I just drink
it. Goes away, I swear.
So basically you're drinking it like a dog drinks out of a bowl.
Not really.
Well, yeah, you're holding it down and you're bending all the way down. Like, for example, the cup could be on a table. You've got to bend down to the table to drink from the cup.
Well, it works.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. So I'm just describing it because people can't see you.
I just usually hold my breath until I feel like doing a hiccup, and then I let the hiccup go while I'm holding my breath, and it turns into a burp, and then I stop, and
mm-hmm.
no hiccup. See,
mm-hmm.
I'm cured. I just did it, and it worked.
Okay.
It actually worked, though.
How did we get to this? Oh, yeah, you're comparing Jar Jar to Kingsley, that's right.
Yeah, with the wedding piece.
Yeah.
And then Lily was laughing.
No, Jar Jar just does, like, the wrong way. He just, like, he doesn't get things. Like, he's like, you have to, like, when he was trying to do Anakin's ship, he kept failing.
Oh, remember he got his tongue really numb?
No, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, something like that.
So he was an actual actor, but then they CGI'd him and made it into Jar Jar.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm. Like, I actually...
wasn't a puppet.
Yeah, that was not a puppet. It was so CGI. I could tell it was CGI. Like, I could actually tell, though. Oh, no, I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Anyways, Jar Jar's like the idiot.
The Jar Jar's the comic relief.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Adrian. He is. True.
Oh, that's actually true. He is the comic
relief. What is a comic relief?
Do you think that they actually need a comic relief in Star Wars?
Not really. What's a comic relief again?
You don't know what it, you just use that.
You didn't even know what it means.
No, I do know what it means, but I know what it means, but it's like it's the person, the Joker of the movie or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's the one that the character that brings a bit of a lightheartedness to the movie. Like if you've got a real serious tone to a movie, you introduce a comic relief to try and lighten up the mood a bit.
Yeah, it's like when someone dies.
And when someone comes in going, Mr. Jar Jar Binks, Mr. Potter, look at me, I'm a comic relief, woohoo, I love you, woohoo,
yeah,
who's a Jedi die?
Oh, Jedi dead, oh well, let's
hope. Remember,
what?
Remember he accidentally, let all those balls come down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what balls?
Those electric balls.
When they were fighting.
Oh, yeah.
When they were fighting. And he kills all of these droids.
He's always like a side character. He's always like in the background and you just see him doing the worst stuff. Like while there's a serious Jedi fight, it turns to a scene where Judge is like miserably failing at doing something.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's a war going on and Gungans are dying and then he's there accidentally kicking one and then all the lasers... go off and starts killing them.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of luck in that battle, I have to tell you. The only one that didn't have any luck was poor Qui-Gon. He got stabbed when he fought Darth Maul. But then you got Jar Jar clumsily knocking robots down left, right, and center, and he survived.
It's like, I look after Anakin. Wait one second. How did Jar Jar Binks survive?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that.
I'm a trained Jedi, and something like that survived.
It's like, I'm a trained Jedi. Oh, I'm dead.
Poor Qui-Gon. What did you think of the actor who took over the Obi-Wan role? From the old, you know, the older...
I feel like he becomes the Anakin person.
What do you mean if he thinks he becomes the Anakin person?
Because Anakin, when he grows up, doesn't he have a plat too?
All Padawans do. If you're a Padawan learner, you have a plat.
Yeah.
What's a plat?
The long braid.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, it just reminds me of Anakin all the time. And also, remember, like, in the... I just hit my funny bone on the scene.
Oh.
Let's go.
Yes. Oh,
that's the funny.
Ow.
You're right.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
It's so not funny.
It's so
Is
funny.
Is the chair hitting you, Wade?
No, you keep Wait. Slapping me. Not you, Dad. Dilly.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, remember? We should watch the... Can we watch Lego Star Wars for dinner?
Why?
Because there's a scene in it. Remember all the fangirls are chasing Luke? And then they all think he's, They all think someone is Anakin and they have...
Darth Vader.
Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, you're Anakin. Oh my gosh, you're so hot. And he takes off his mask. And then they're all like, oh my gosh, what the heck? It was so funny. Yeah.
And then they were all chasing Darth Maul for some reason.
Yeah, they chased Darth Maul.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that was such a funny... Can we watch that again?
That was funny.
Which one was that one? I know it's Lego Star Wars, but
that was fun. That was funny though.
I've got sand in my nose.
Yeah,
I remember that one when Darth Vader crash landed and he went face first in Tatooine in the sand.
Yeah,
I've got sand in my nose.
Star Wars themes are really funny.
Yeah,
and I definitely recommend them.
For kids and
adults even love them. Like.
Dad is a pretty... He doesn't laugh too much.
I don't laugh too much?
Nah.
No. Really? No.
He's not a grand laugher.
Okay.
You're a laugher, but not a grand one.
Really? What's a great laugher?
A grand laugher. A grand laugher is someone that even laughs at you doing a funny face. Like, there's someone at school named Sophie McIntyre.
I know Sophie.
Oh, the girl that likes you.
Yeah.
The girl that likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she laugh at you all the time?
Yeah. I do something like fall over my chair. I'm like, oh, that hurt. She's just laughing her head off.
That sounds like a dolphin.
That sounds a bit like a dolphin.
She's just going, and then you, Sophie, don't laugh. And then,
must be why she likes you, H. Like,
no, she laughs at even Liam.
No, I was.
She laughs at Liam going
I was
like
watching like an edited Barbie. Like, you know how this is really Bobby. Old cheesy Barbie videos. I watched one. It was so funny. It was like an old movie, and this giant comes out from the sky.
What?
And you think it's like really serious, and then it makes a sound effect like this, and goes.
Go on. She can't do it.
He goes like.
Wait, play the video, Lily. Play the video.
No, it's like really a really big bird. I'm like so serious. It's like.
I'm just laughing at your facial expression.
Play the video, Lily. Play the video.
I'll show you after.
No, play it on Dad's computer. We can just.
No, I'll show you
no,
after.
No, just do it so everyone can hear.
It's alright, We'll have a look at it.
Yeah,
later.
We'll have a look at it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it just goes like. And then someone makes a dolphin noise as well.
This is an old Barbie movie.
Yeah, there's all these old Barbie movies that everyone cringes on because they're so cheesy.
Yeah.
And people.
When did they come out? They're old. Yeah. I've never heard of them.
It's not the ones, you know, the ones when I was little that I used to watch. Yeah. None of those.
Like, are they really cartoons?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them. Barbie movie. So
oh, yeah, those ones.
And
they're so cheesy. Yeah.
They're so cheesy. It's so funny.
There are quite a few bad shows back
and
then.
And there was a movie where the person that was watching it was like literally Barbie and the prince's relationship.
Lily.
Dad. And had a complaint on all the times they were just looking into each other's eyes and doing nothing. What? They were just staring at each other like that. And they were like, we're just staring at each other. And it's so stupid. It's like, ha. They don't say anything. They just look at each other for a long period of time. And then that's it.
I have to have a look at some of those. Are they on YouTube, are they?
Yeah, the edited ones.
Oh, jeez. Oh, we're getting a bit off topic here, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's talking about Barbie, and it's supposed to be about Star Wars.
Oh, well, you were talking about Lego Star Wars. That's where it got you to that, anyway. But yeah, those Lego Star Wars are pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to say,
I feel like
funny.
We should give it a
that doesn't...
Getting off topic.
Wait, what was I going to...
There
was something really funny.
No,
please.
Okay, quickly.
So it was like one of the
we're definitely getting off.
Oh yeah, in the Barbie things, I remember in the old ones they always like had I love you again. Remember?
Ken isn't even in the old one. It's just random boys.
I know, the random boys. I love you. Let's go get married. They always have just love in everything. It's so cheesy.
But there's one called
I put your arm off.
And it has, you think that this person's the main love interest, the like famous person. But it's actually, she ends up going out with this random dude she hasn't even met.
Huh?
Yeah, it's all the Barbie movies are really weird. We're still talking about Barbie.
Wow. That's all right.
Okay. Anyway, I feel like we should wrap it up
there.
The reviews.
All right, let's get back to the review. Just give me your rating out of 5. For episode 1.
I'd probably give it a 4 out of 5. It was pretty decent. It's always 10, remember?
No, it's 5.
Okay,
you keep doing this every time.
Yeah. I'll give it a 4 out of 5 because it was really, really good, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys again for reviewing another episode of Star Wars.
This is my goodbye.
What's that? Wait, we're not doing the goodbye yet. That was episode 1, The Phantom Menace. So on our next podcast, we'll be reviewing episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a teenage Anakin. Who's training under Obi-Wan, and more surprises to come there, and some more new characters. And so that's going to be our next review for the next episode.
Okay, and all right. Also,
so,
Dad, wait, do you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay, you will end this podcast.
I will end this podcast.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No, I need to do my... I need to do my ultimate goodbye. Right.
You better hurry, because that's about to break.
What the hell? All right. Alrighty, thanks again everybody for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page. We are back on Facebook after the Facebook overlords had finally let us go back on. Don't forget to also like, subscribe, have a look at some content on our YouTube channel,
and also
if you can also donate to our share a lot.
Grab me a coffee.
That's the one. Buy me a coffee. That's the one. Sorry. Had a mental mind blank then. So you could go to Buy Me a Coffee, and our Small Pods link is in our site on our Facebook page as well. Okay. So thank you very much from us. Thank you. See you later.
Bye.